Okay, so we're starting. It's still in Shomer, but it's a whole new. It's a new sugya in Shomer. Until now, we were talking about the obligation of the Shomer to watch, and if he's Peshea, if he's not Peshea, he's negligent, etc. We're starting now, which is a whole nother simon. It's Reish Tzadi Beis, and it's the second half of Hamafkid, which, I don't know, if you have a seventh grade son, maybe you learned it recently after Pesach, they got up to this part, or eighth grade son, whatever. So it's the sugi of Shlichus Yad. Shlichus Yad is that, it's kind of chumash. There's a fascinating gra, this in Shulchan Aruch. It says in Shulchan Aruch, "Asur lishloach yad." You're not allowed to do shlichus yad in a pikadon. What shlichus yad means? Shlichus yad means that you're not allowed to use it, and we'll see what that means exactly. You're not allowed to use the item that you were watching. Someone gave it to you as a shomer. You're not allowed to use the item. So on that line in the Shulchan Aruch, the gra says, "What's the makar?" The gra is always bringing the makar. He says, Mefurish b'Torah. I don't need to bring a makar. Mefurish in the Torah, you're not allowed to use an item which was given to you by someone else to watch. You're not allowed to use it for yourself. What does the pasuk say? It says, Ki yitein isha re'eo kesef keil lishmer v'guna mi beis ish im yimotzi aganov yishalim shnai v'im lo yimotzi aganov, then you could get potter. What? Im loy sholach yodoy bimlechas re'eyu, if you did not do shlichus yad. So basically, opening the pasuk, that you have to make a shvuah that you did not use it. Now, one could ask a question. Stamazoy, what does that have to do with shomrim? Stamazoy, I'm not allowed to use other people's stuff. Believe it or not, there's a halacha that if you use someone else's item, you're a ganav. Or a goslin, actually. If you use someone else's thing, shaloi bershos, you're a goslin. That's called a shoyl shalom idas goslin. And that idea of using someone's item is true, whether that item is going to get damaged because you used it, whether it's going to lose value because you used it, or even if it doesn't lose value. Let's say you have you're passing someone's front lawn, and they have a folding chair sitting there. Are you allowed to go and sit on their chair? The chair's not going to go down in value because you sat in it, and nothing's going to happen to the chair, and you're not even doing a mashicha on the chair. See, it's not yours. Lemaisa, you're using it. Kipshutai, by using someone's item, you become a goslin on it. Should you become a goslin on the item? You have to give it back. So let's say you use it, you take it from their property, and you put it on the sidewalk. And then you sit down on it. And then you walk away. And then someone steals it off the sidewalk. You're chayev to the owner. Because you became a goslin and you never returned it. You're the goslin. Another guy stole it from you, but you're the goslin. And he never returned it to him, because in order to return it to him, you need to make a proper hashava. So that's the concept of a shor shlomidas. So then we have to get into all these different things. There's something called a shor shlomidas, there's something called the goslin, and then there's something called this parsha of shlichus yad. Shlichus yad is when you're a shomer on someone's thing and you started using it shloi kedin, and now you also become a goslin. So there's these three types of gzela, which hopefully by the end of today we get some clarity. What are these three types of gzela? There's a long, long bira gra being masber a machloikis between Rashi and the Tur. Between what are these three categories? Okay? So that's going to be today's shir. We're going to try to figure out what are these three categories of gzela. Okay? So, It starts from a Mishnah on Daf Mem Amud Beis in Bava Metzia. So you should all have the packets. So we have to go through this Gemara carefully. All right? We're holding by going through a Gemara a little bit today. We got to go through this Gemara. The Mishnah says like this, on Mem Amud Beis. It says, Hamafkid Chavis Eitzel Chaveiroi. Okay, we had this before. You are mafkid a chavis to your friend. V'lo yichdu lo b'aylem makim. And the Reisha is talking that the b'aylem did not tell you a specific place to put it. Okay, so here, take my chavis, watch it in your house, I don't care where. V'tiltala, and you moved it. V'nishtabra, and you broke it. So the first case is, imitoich yodei nishbra, if it broke while you were moving it, because you decided to move it litzarkai. You had a reason you wanted to move it for yourself, not for the benefit of the chavis. You were going to use it, you were going to do something, whatever it is, but you moved it around, chayiv. Litzarka pata. If you were doing it because it was in a bad spot and it wasn't going to get watched properly, it was in the sun, you got to move it, then you're pata. Then even if you took it for yourself, so the ratio of the Mishnah says you take something for yourself, you're watching it, you take it for your own benefit, you're chayim, but once you put it back, you're potter. So it sounds like once you put it back, you're back to being a shomer. You're a temporary like ganev, you took it, but then you put it back. So let's take an example. A guy left you his raincoat. Not like the cases that we had till now. A guy left you his umbrella. Okay? Let's give a practical case. This happened. A guy had this like nice umbrella, whatever, and he left it here in the coil. So he calls me up. He says, look, I'm going to be back. I went back to New York already. I don't want to lose that umbrella. Do you mind... it's going to be in the lobby. The Kol Rosh Chodesh is going to come. It's going to become Hefker, and I don't want it to become Hefker. Do you mind taking it out of the lobby and taking it to your house? Okay, fine. So I have this guy's umbrella in my house now, and then it starts raining. Now I want to use the umbrella. It's a Gishmak umbrella. That's why the guy doesn't want to lose it, right? So I want to use the umbrella. Why? Because I left my umbrella in a different shul. So, and I don't have mine, so I may as well use his, right? So, can I use his umbrella? So, answer, you can't use it. But let's say I used it. So, if I used it, and while I am outside, the wind comes, or whatever, I'm chayiv. But if I use it, and the mice, nothing happened to it, and then I put it back home, since I returned it back, now I'm potter and I'm back to being a shomer chinam. Okay? That's the case of the Gemara, of the Mishnah. What's the seifa of the Mishnah? The seifa of the Mishnah says, "Yichdu lo yabai l'makim." If the owner was miyach in a specific place, he says, "Okay. By the way, when you take it to your house, I really want it in that back left corner of your playroom. That seems to me a very good safe spot. Do you mind putting it over there?" So then the Mishnah basically says, "V'tilta v'nishbar b'mitochad." Even once you put it back, you're chayiv. So the Gemara doesn't understand what is the chilak between the Reisha and the Seifa. One case, you're Chayv, one case you're Potter. What's the difference? So the Gemara says, basically, that we're going like Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael holds that if you're a Ganev, if you steal something, let's say I go into your house, I steal your Leichter. Your wife set up the Leichter, once it's Shabbos, no one's home, it's still there, I come in, I steal it. So next Friday, I'm thinking to myself, oh man, they're going to realize and they're going to be all upset and I stole it, I don't feel good about this. No one's home, I come back on Friday, I put it back. But I didn't tell anybody about it. In my mikayim, the mitzvah hashava of the gzela, if I didn't tell him about it. Do you have to have das bailam or you don't have to have das bailam? This is a machlokes between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. So the Gemara says that it's very hard to understand this mission. Who are we going like? Are we going like Rabbi Shmuel or are we going like Rabbi Akiva? Because if you're going like Rabbi Akiva, so then putting it back doesn't help. If you're going like Rabbi Shmuel, putting it back should help. What's the difference between the Reisha and the Seifa? Okay, so basically, now let's go to Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says the following. It's Rabbi Yochanan, to the point that Rabbi Yochanan asked, it's on page 17. Rabbi Yochanan asked a question. Rabbi Yochanan says, anybody that can solve this Mishnah, I will personally take their towel for them to the bathhouse while they wash. Meaning, I'll be their servant for a day. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Ko man de metagam lichavis alibi dechatana mavilo lemane de be masusa. Fine. So the Gemara says, Tergumah, it's right across from the Tosfos where it says, Uba Zev. Across from that Tosfos, it's on Mem Aleph Amud Aleph. So we have three answers to the case. Now let me just say it outside, because this is really the yesod of the next half hour of the shir, is this Gemara, okay? So let's just get it clear. So, or whatever, however long. The yesod is like this. We're going to give three examples of how this guy, by using that umbrella in our case, right, how this guy became a Goslin. Three cases how he became a Goslin. Based on now that we said he's a Goslin, we could make a distinction between the Reisha and the Seifa. We could say, the Reisha is talking, since the owner didn't tell me where to put it, just said, watch it in your house. And I put it back in my house, I was Makai, my Hashava, and I'm not a Goslin anymore. But in the other case, he told me, put it in the back left corner, and I took the item, and it became a Goslin, and I brought it to the house, but I didn't put it back into that back left corner, so I didn't return it. I'm still a Goslin. Until I actually put it back in the corner that he originally told me to put it in. Okay? That is the yesod of the Mishnah. Now we're going to give three examples. How did you become a Goslin on this umbrella? I didn't do anything. The guy left me had this, right? Or the case of the Gemara. The case of the Gemara. He says, here I have a chash of a bottle. I have a chash of a bottle of schnapps. QB my shomer. Okay, so then what I do is, I have a shomer, this guy is making a thing, I'm going to bring the bottle, I'll tell him, look, no one should drink it, but at least we'll be on the table, we'll look kosher. Right, something like that. So let's see, how did you become a Goslin? So Tirgama Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba Kame Derav, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Abba says, you know how you became a Goslin? Shenot Lamanasa Goizla. Because you took it with the intention to steal it. The case was that when you originally took that umbrella to use it, your intention was, I'm keeping this. That's it. This is such a good umbrella that I cannot resist the temptation of it. And I'm gonna keep it. That's it. The guy told me to watch his umbrella for him. Lemais, it's pouring rain. This is the only umbrella that ever worked. And I'm keeping it. Okay, so then is it a chiddush that he's a Goslin? No chiddush, right? He's a Goslin, he stole it. Obviously he's a Goslin. It's not much of a chiddush. That's the first answer. Tirgama Rab Nosan Bar Abba says, you know what we're talking about? Shenot la'manas l'shloach bayad. You took it in order to do what we call shlichus yad. Shlichus Yad means that I'm going to do something to it that's going to be mechaseret, that's going to lower it in value. So in the umbrella case, I don't really have such a good example. But let's say in the case of the wine bottle, one case could be I took it on manas to steal it. I said, I'm not planning on giving it back at all. The other case is I'm planning on giving it back, but I want to take one l'chaim at the vart. I'm going to bring it to the l'chaim. I'm going to show my friend, look, this bottle's for you. He's going to be busy. He's not going to realize. I'm going to make a l'chaim with him, and then I'll bring back the bottle. So I'm only planning on stealing 2 ounces. The rest I'm going to put back. And you know what? I'll even be willing to pay the guy for the 2 ounces that I'm stealing. So I'll take the bottle with me to the vart. I'll pour myself a l'chaim. Him a l'chaim. We got 2 ounces there. He's going to be excited. Whatever, by the time it turns around, I'll bring the bottle back. So there, that's called Shlichus Yad. What's the nuance? The nuance is, because since you took the thing, amanas to take some of it out of it, you become a Goslin on all of it. You're a Shomer, you're not supposed to be using this thing. The minute you use part of it, even if it's only 2 ounces, you become a Goslin on the entire bottle. So the first answer is, you're playing out Goslin. You planned on taking the bottle and never returning it. The second answer is, no, I wasn't going to. I was going to take the bottle, and I was only going to do shlichus yad to the bottle. I was only going to take 2 ounces out of the bottle. Since you're a shomer, now you violated your shmir, you become a ganav on the entire bottle. That would not be true if I was not a shomer. I mean, if I'm not a shomer, I go over to your house randomly and I go to your bottle, I take the bottle, I'm an as to take 2 ounces out, I go take the 2 ounces and return it, that's it. I never was a ganav on the rust of it. I was only a ganav in the first place on the first
time. You take bottle of my house, you're a ganav on the whole bottle.
Why? Yeah, I'm not to take it. You can return it. Maybe I was over this year. I don't become a ganav on the entire bottle. No, no, no. If you steal something, I'm not to return it the whole time. I never was planning on making a kinyan on it. I'm not a ganav. To do what? To hold it for a day?
I'm
an aslameka. Whoa, driving around it. Whoa, that's no shaykhis to this. Yeah, I'm not doing anything. I'm taking it and putting it back.
Put it in my garage and bring it back a year later. That's not going
to do. What am I doing?
I'm holding on to it.
I'm going to ask to give it back?
Yeah, I'll give it back to you.
I don't know what it is. Geneva is when you're planning on keeping it away from the person. That's called goyz almanas lemekat and goyz almanas lahaknet and almanas lahoshev, but which kipshuta is not going to get him. No, and do what with it? What are you going to do with it? No, that's shoshim because that's because that we're getting there. Hold on, that's what I'm saying. We're getting there.
You use the whole bottle.
I don't use any of the bottle.
You did when you brought it. I said, look at this bottle. What? You're using the bottle. What's the light? How am I using the light?
No, I take the bottle, I pour two things, and I brought it back. So kipshutai, you're not a ganev on the entire bottle. You're only a ganev on the part that you kept for yourself, which is the 2 ounces that you took. But by shlichus yad, it's not like that. If you're a shomer, you violated your shmira because you took the entire thing away from the owner temporarily to take to be mechaser from it. You're shlech yad on the entire thing. And therefore, since you're being moishach it away from the owner, you're moishach it in a way that's violating your shmir because you're not supposed to use it at all, and you're taking it amnas to use some of it. That's considered a gzela on the whole thing. That is the chiddush of shlichus yad. And for gzela, you have to keep it away from the owner. You have to be taking it away from the owner. Some people say, yeah.
I have the chiyuv shmir on it. How is it taking it away from the owner? Taking it away from me is watching it.
No.
How did I take it away from the owner? The only time I took it away from the owner is the 2 ounces that I poured. Everything else, I'm watching it. I'm supposed to be carrying it.
No, he told you to put it in a certain...
No, he told you to be shomeret. You're now saying I'm being moishik the chavis. I'm a nas to take away 2 ounces.
Because
I need the whole chavis to get the 2 ounces out. Oh, by the way, Tosis does say, by the way, in general, that in a case where the rest of the bottle helps for the 2 ounces that you want, it could be zgneva, because you can't have the 2 ounces without the rest of the bottle. But that's a specific type of case. So the shlichus yad is the meshicha al menas lechaser from the owner. Okay, that's the second answer of the Gemara. That's what we're talking about. The third answer of the Gemara is that I became a gazlan because I took the barrel of wine and I was to the backyard in order to climb on the barrel of wine to go get something off my tree. So what do you say in that case? But I'm going to put it back. But I took it. I took the barrel to take it to my backyard, climb on the barrel, go get something off my tree. So Zuck the Gemara, at that moment, you became a gazlan on the barrel also. Because you became a gazlan based on the mechanics of shoyel shaloi midas gazlan. You use it to your benefit, but it's not shlichus yad because you weren't being machaser it. You didn't take anything away from it. That's why the leichter case is automatically shosh lemidas because you're using it. So it's not worse than that. So it's definitely shosh lemidas in most cases. You take a guy's car, you drive it, you're shosh lemidas, you're gazlan anyway. So it's not negeya. It's only negeya on something, but your mamash not using it, you're only machasa the 2 ounces. So that's where this case would be negeya.
Same situation, but it would have benefited the owner. For example, if something was parked outside, there's a big storm coming, and moves it. So obviously, he took it, he moved it.
Okay, so that's interesting because the Mishnah splits up the 2 cases. The Mishnah says if you moved it for the benefit of the owner, you're potter. If you move it for your own benefit, you're chayv. You're saying what about if it's a combined benefit? It's a little bit of a mixed intention. I'm not sure what the din is.
As long as the
So I hear what you're saying about the bottle. Let's say I take the bottle in order to put it down on the table. I'm getting covered from the whole bottle, and I'm only mechaser 2 ounces. So my shoshal medas on the whole bottle because what's the difference between that and climbing on it? Whatever. I'm not sure. I don't know about that case, but this is the 3 cases. So now that means that there's a concept of a shoshal medas, which means that I took the umbrella. So in our case, that would mean I took the umbrella to use it. I wasn't planning on stealing it. I wasn't machas or anything. I'm going to use it one time. So the Gemara says, at that moment, you became a goslin. At that moment, you became a goslin. So the obvious question now is, so then what do you need the whole chiddush of shlichus yad if anyway you're always going to be a shol shlomidas? Meaning to say, let's say I take the every case of shlichus yad is also going to be shol shlomidas, isn't it? Let's say I take a barrel. Let's say our case of the schnapps. So shol shlomidas would be I take it to show it off. Here shlichus yad is I take it to show it off and take out two ounces. So what's the difference between Shol Shlomidas and Shlichus Yad? What's the whole chiddush of Shlichus Yad over here? This is a question of Rashi and the Torah. Okay? But basically the point is that you see from this thing that there are 3 separate categories, and this we'll get to, and how do you become a gazlan on something? How do you become a gazlan on a chafetz that you're watching? One possibility is you took it away from the owner to keep, which by the way, okay, you took it away from the owner to keep. The other case is that you took it in order to use a little bit of it and put it back. And the third case is that you're a shol shlomidas and you took it to use it. So our question is, the first and the last case, that's regular gezela, basically. You took it to keep it or took it to use it. Oh, there's a new thing of shlichus shlomidas, of shlichus yad, that you took it in order to take away 2 ounces. Who cares? You also took away the whole barrel to use it, basically. So I want to show you in the Shulchan Aruch how he explains this, okay? And this is very important because, like you're saying, every time someone's asking me to watch watch my jewelry, am I allowed to use it in the meanwhile, right? And what happens if I do? And how do I get out of this problem?
Never
what? right. It's another place where, you know, you got to be careful. I know you're a shoyel or you're a shomer sachar, maybe. Right. Basically, don't become a shomer chinam. That's for sure. It doesn't help you in life. Yeah. So look at page 44, okay? Shulchan Aruch explains this very clearly, what the 3 categories are. Okay? It's very geschmack, the way he puts it down. Page 44 in the booklet. It's Reish Tzadi Beis Sif Aleph. He says like the following, Eina nifkad rashai lishloach yad b'pikadun. You are not permitted to use something which is not yours. Someone gave you something to watch, you're not permitted to use it. V'im shalach boyad, and if you did use it, you're not mechaven to steal. So what does it mean? I'm planning on using it, but I'm not stealing. What do you mean? Meaning I'm not keeping it. I'm not going to keep it. I'm not planning to keep it. I'm planning on giving it back to the owner. So I was just going to use it. Topic page 45. Kum lei birshusei, it becomes your item, v'chayiv b'oinsim. And you're chayiv in oinsim, af al pish adayin l'nishtamish boy. Here's the main line. Even if I never planned on, even if I didn't end up using it, but the planning to use it itself is the Mashiach makes me a shaleach yad. The shlichus yad ain't a tzricha chrisarin. Because we paskin, shlichus yad doesn't need to actually be mechaseret. It only needs that you took it, rak, shiyag bi'ehenah, you have to pick it up, kedei lehishtamish ba, in order to use it, b'tashmish shimechaseret. In a tashmish, in a use, that will be mechaseret. So shlichus yad means, I picked it up with the intention to take away from the owner a little bit. Case of the bottle, I take it in with intention to take away 2 ounces from the owner. Now, even before I took away the 2 ounces, I go to the guy's vart. I'm on the way to the vart with the bottle. Before I took the 2 ounces, all of a sudden, some crazy accident, some guy hits me, bottle goes flying, and it breaks. Do I have to pay him for it? Huh? It's an oinus, it's not my fault.
Yeah, but you took it.
With the intention to use 2 ounces of it. Okay. Oz chayev ki'ilu chosroi. Aval, however, now look at the next case. We're going to change the nuance, and it's going to change the halacha. Im higbiya ilasis by tashma she'ena machasroi. What if I picked it up with the intention to do something that would not take away anything from the owner? So you know what I'm going to do at this vart? I'm going to take the bottle with me to the vart. I'm going to put it on the table. It's going to remain sealed. No one's going to use it. It's going to make the owner, the bottle simple, feel really good. And I was like, oh, nice bottle. No one actually wants to open it. After the vart, I call him and bring it back. But I'm not going to open the bottle. What do you say in that case?
It's a gossip from the time he took it.
Says the Shulchan Aruch, Eino chayiv mishas hagba. I'm not chayiv. Ela mishas tashmish, only from the time I used it. So that means that, let's say, maybe, in our case, I put it in my car, on the way there, the guy hits me and the bottle goes flying, I'm not chayiv yet. I'm only chayiv once I go put it down on the table and used it for that use. But the actual taking is not gzela yet until you actually use it. So this is it's a very fine nuance. I don't know if anyone hears this nuance, it's a very interesting nuance. If you're planning on stealing even a little bit from the owner, you become a goslin from the time that you took it on all of it. Because you were planning on taking this part of this away from the owner. So now you're ganav on the whole thing. But in a case where I wasn't planning on, I was going to return the whole thing to the owner. I just took it to use it temporarily. So in that case, once I use it, I'm a ganav. But just the taking to use doesn't make me a ganav. The loy mishum shlichus yad sharena shalach b'yad. It's not called shlichus yad. Kivit she'en mechasrei elam v'nishol shlomidas tahave kegazlin. Okay. So that's the nuance here. So let's take the example of the what? No.
Last case.
No. 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 Not for me. No.
So I take the bottle with me, and I didn't have machshava to diminish it, but just taking it.
Right.
I guess the nafkamina would be if he said, leave it in your house. So the moment I take it out of my house, I'm not following and I'm showing suffer.
But still, incident happened. So it's not, I don't think it's because of Pashiach Sefer Bainus. Not Pashiach. I put it in my car or whatever. So let's take the case of the umbrella. So I take the umbrella, I put it in my car, and then I get out of my car, and I start using the umbrella, and the wind comes, and whatever. So I'm chayiv. Now, what I was planning on doing, really, was using the umbrella once and putting it back. So I'm really a shol shlomidas. I'm not a shaleach yad. So if I'm shol shlomidas, then I left it in my car, and something happened to it. I'm potter still, because I never actually used it yet. So that's the klal. Any time that you're planning, the only avera that you're doing is the actual using it. If the only thing that you're doing wrong is the actual using of it, then you're not a gazan until you use it. But if you're actually planning on stealing some of it, then you're gazan from the time that you started the process. This is the tour's pshat. Very, it's interesting. So this could be practical cases, right? You're a shomer on someone's jewelry. So most of the times, you're not going to be shaleach yad. You're just going to be called shol shlomidas. So then you're only chayiv once you actually started using it. Okay? Now, are you now chayiv and oinsim forever? Or is there a way to get out of this? So let's look at the next halacha. Haga, v'mechazir l'makam shenot l'misham, chazal liyaz dina kishoymer, hoyav l'hav elav mitchila rak shoyal ba'alma. Since, even though you're a gazlin, but since you're a shol shlomidas, it's a complicated halacha. But basically, the way to get out of this is, hechazir l'makam shenot l'misham, you have to put it back to the place that you took it. Once you put it back, it seems like the Shulchan Aruch is exempting you of any sort of, shmir. Because you're back to your regular shomer, you're not a gazlan anymore. But being a gazlan makes you chayv and oinsim, and these are the three ways to be gazlan. So that's what I wanted to cover today. What I wanted to cover today was these three ways to become a gazlan on someone else's thing. One is, you took it to keep it. That's a simple case. One is, you took it to use it. But if you're taking it to use it, you're only chayv once you use it, not chayv for the taking. And then there's this middle case where I took it to be mechaser a little bit, then also as a chiddush of shlichus yad, then I consider a gazan on the whole thing.
As soon as you pick it up,
right? This is the way the tour ends up learning this whole sugya. It's a little complicated, I agree, but that's the way the tour learns the sugya. Next Sunday is.